Hey, CEO, I have an important question for you today. Are you running your business or is your business running you? If it's time to get your business in order so you can fully step into your role as a confident, in-control CEO, then I want to invite you to this advanced training series that I'm hosting live on May 20th through May 24th. We're calling it the 90-Day CEO Sustainable Success Series. And over these 4 days, we're going to break down our research-backed, client-proven process to help you sustainably scale your business without hustling, without overworking, and without burnout. If you've been winging it in your business, hoping that you'll eventually get caught up and telling everyone in your life that when things calm down, you'll be a real functioning human again, this series is especially for you so that you can reclaim your life as you scale up your business. All you have to do is head over to theceocollective.com/success and sign up. We can't wait to see you there. The number one reason most people fail to achieve their goals: they don't have a clear plan to keep them focused and in implementation mode. As an entrepreneur, that translates into forgetting to promote any offerings, forgetting to do your marketing, forgetting to make sales, and then finding yourself in that feast or famine cycle. Or letting your schedule just get so completely out of control that you realize you haven't had an evening or weekend off in months. Or maybe you found yourself constantly trying new things and wasting tons of time and energy and money instead of doubling down on what's really working in your business. So on today's episode, we're taking all of the insights from this past week and turning them into your 12-month profit plan for 2021. Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me each week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. Are you ready to grow from solopreneur to CEO? You're in the right place. I'm your host, Rachel Cook, and I've spent the last decade helping women entrepreneurs start and scale service-based businesses. If you're serious about building a sustainable business, it's time to put the strategy, systems, and support in place to make it happen. Join me each week for candid conversations about stepping into your role as CEO, the hard lessons learned along the way, and practical, profitable strategies to grow a sustainable business without the hustle and burnout. Now today, we're turning your big vision for 2021 into your 12-month profit plan. Before we dig into today's show, I want to challenge you to make sure you have downloaded the workbooks and actually do today's workbook. It is so important. And to make it as easy as possible, you can go to rachelcook.com/BYE to sign up for the full challenge and get the copy of the workbooks. I love seeing all the comments and posts and stories on Instagram as you have been doing this challenge right alongside me and sharing everything that you have been learning about your business. Now, when you're an entrepreneur, one of your biggest goals is always going to be around making sure you are consistently bringing in those clients. After all, that is how you get paid. That is how you grow your business. That's how you grow your personal wealth. So make sure you've downloaded today's workbook because we want to create a marketing and sales plan to grow your business next year. And of course, don't forget to snap a photo, tag me on Instagram at rachel.cook, and let me know your biggest ahas and insights as you create your 12-month profit plan. Hey there, welcome to the Plan Your Best Year Ever Challenge. I'm Rachel Cook, founder of the CEO Collective and host of the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast. I hope you are so excited and have a lot of clarity on what you want your life and business to look like in 2021. I know that whenever I go through a strategic planning process like this, I always get up from my desk feeling inspired and motivated, ready to kick things into high gear so that I can begin achieving my goals. One of the most important parts of this process is making sure that we have a plan to achieve those goals. Otherwise, the day-to-day in your business and your life will start to take over, and before you know it, you aren't taking the consistent action you need to take in order to make those goals a reality. So today we're putting everything into a 12-month profit plan. Now, this 12-month profit plan is not a day-to-day or even week-to-week to-do list. If you are ready to take it to that level, then you want to join us inside of the CEO Collective. Today, we want to create a 12-month profit plan, a big picture overview, the big picture plan of the main things you're going to focus on throughout the year. One of the biggest challenges I hear from women entrepreneurs all the time is that they feel like they're caught in this feast or famine cycle. They go through periods of bringing in a lot of new clients at once, which is really exciting because you are in feast mode. You have cash flow coming in, revenue coming in the doors. You get busy with all of the client work and client delivery. Everything else starts to fall off of your to-do list because you're so busy with those clients. And then when those clients wrap up, you've delivered their product, program, or service, you enter famine mode, where you have to start the entire process of hustling and marketing yourself to grow your business all over again. Well, a profit plan is going to help negate this so that instead of riding this revenue roller coaster, being in that feast or famine cycle, you have something in place that is consistently bringing in those new clients and cash flow. So the profit plan is built around this five-part marketing strategy. We've already touched on this a little bit inside of the Plan Your Best Year Ever Challenge. But truly, this strategy is designed to help you make sure you are consistently marketing and selling your product, programs, and services. So go ahead and make sure you have today's workbook. If you haven't downloaded it, this is one you want to make sure that you have because you want to write down each of these core components for your 2021 marketing and sales strategy to create your 2021 profit plan. So we want to make sure we know exactly what we're doing in each of these core areas in our business. We've done a lot of work so far in the Plan Your Best Year Ever Challenge to determine what is actually working for you in your business, what strategies are getting the results you're looking for. So we want to make sure we're starting our profit plan by documenting what we are doing in each of these five steps of the marketing strategy. First up is attract. Attract is outreach. It's all about getting your business out in front of new audiences, people who have not heard of you, building that awareness and that interest so that they come to learn more about you and your business. Engage is the next step. This is where you're actually getting someone's contact information so that you can do a follow-up phone call, you can send them an email, you can continue to connect with them and continue to build that relationship. Nurture is what most of us think of as our marketing. If you are posting on social media, if you are sending email newsletters, if you are posting content, all of that is building relationship, building that know, like, and trust with people who already are in your audience, who are already aware of who you are and what you do. Invite is extending the offer. This is actually asking for the business, telling people exactly what they need to do to take that next step and then sign up to work with you. And finally, delight. This is where you deliver an incredible customer experience. This is such an overlooked area, but the truth is it is 7 times easier to sell to an existing customer than to go through this whole process again and find a brand new one. So if you have an incredible customer experience, if you take the time to surprise and delight them, to go above and beyond, to help them get amazing results, to stick to their plan, to get where they want to go, then you will see repeat business, rave reviews, and referrals. So we want to make sure we're going through each of these five core parts and writing down what is the primary strategy we are doing in each one of them. So inside of your workbook, you want to make sure that you are documenting your core strategy for each of these areas. Here is an example of how I use this in my business. My primary attract strategy is being a guest on other people's podcasts. That always seems to be the one attract strategy that consistently over and over again brings me just incredible clients. My clients love listening to podcasts. They are lifelong learners. So when I put myself out on other people's podcasts on a regular basis, I continue to expand my reach and get in front of new, amazing potential clients. Once they listen to a podcast episode, I send them to a free resource so that they can start to engage with me. This is often, right now, I keep mentioning the business growth checklist. That's one of my most popular free resources. I have a few different ones that I'll rotate, but I'm always sending people to a free guide, a free checklist, a free challenge in order to dive a little bit deeper and get a feel for who I am and how I work. My primary nurture is my Promote Yourself to CEO podcast. This is a podcast that I produce once a week that allows my potential clients to get, again, a feel for my style, for how I work, for how I think, and to kind of get those results in advance by getting the opportunity to get some strategy from me for free before they decide to commit to working with me. Next is Invite. I always have a clear next step. I'm telling people what it takes to enroll into the CEO Collective, and we have an entire strategy around that. And finally, delight. We want to make sure we are surprising and delighting, but ultimately just delivering a great experience to our new clients. So one of the core ways we do this is with our new member welcome box. We like to ship something fun out to all of our new members to jumpstart their entire journey with us. So once you have taken the time to map out this five-part marketing strategy, now we can put it all together into your full profit plan. We want to make sure that we are addressing both your five-part marketing strategy and those goals that you set for yourself. Because some of us will have goals that are perfectly aligned with this five-part marketing strategy. Again, like we talked about yesterday, if it is not automated, outsourced, or rinse and repeat simple, we might have to actually have goals that are focused 100% on this. We might not have bandwidth to do much more. But if you already have created your freebie for people to engage with you, if you already have your sales processes ready to roll and they're rinse and repeat easy, then we can add some more goals. So how do we take care of continuously doing these marketing and sales activities and going after our goals without dropping the ball somewhere? We have to plug it into our monthly profit plan. So as you download the workbook, you will see there are some key things I ask myself each and every month. I go through month by month for the year ahead, and I start by asking myself, what time off do I want next year? This is part of our life before business philosophy. If you don't create the space for the time off that you want, it will be so hard to find it. So this is where I will decide what holidays do I want to take off? What birthdays or anniversaries do I want to take off? What vacations do I want to take off? Are there any special things I want to do with my family where we need to block off a few extra days? When do you want to rest and relax? If our kids ever get back into school again, what are the holidays that they will be off? You know, schools always have those random days off that we forget about until the bus doesn't pick them up. So we want to make sure we've plugged all of those into our calendar, and we want to plug them in advance because we want to not have a situation where we forgot and then we're panicking trying to get 2 weeks worth of work done the week before we leave. That's no fun for anybody. So plan your time off first. Then we want to decide which months we are going to sell your signature offer. We've already analyzed through the Plan Your Best Year Ever challenge what your most profitable offer is. And this is probably your signature offer. This is the bread and butter of your business, the one that generates the most revenue. We want to make sure we are actively selling this at least 2 to 4 times per year. If you want to grow your business, the easiest way to do it is to sell more of your highest revenue generator. Sell more of the thing that already brings in the most money. And sometimes that just means being proactive about promoting it to your audience. The next thing I can plug into my calendar after I've plugged in 2 to 4 promotions of my signature offer is I look for opportunities to upgrade my clients. It is 7 times easier to sell to an existing client. So is there the next level offer that could be exclusively for existing clients only? This can be an easy way to increase your revenue without burning out your whole audience because it's only going to your clients. So maybe this is a next level program you've created, a next level one-on-one work they can do with you after they've completed your group program or your online course. This could be a VIP day. This could be some sort of retreat. This could be something that's exclusively available for people who've already worked with you in some way. So where are you going to sell to your existing client base? Another thing that I plug into my 12-month profit plan is times to sell my bite-sized offer. A bite-sized offer is something that might be smaller than your big signature offer. So often, people might feel like they want a little taste of what it's like to work with you without committing to 6 months or a year or without making a big financial investment. And that's totally fine. We want to give them an easy first step so that they can get an understanding of how you work, so they can get a feel for, is this really a fit? Do we really work well together? So this could be something smaller that you're offering. It could be an online course. It could be a group program. It could be an on-demand program. It could be a one-time event, like we host a CEO retreat. I would consider that our bite-sized offer. And we plan 2 to 4 promotions a year. The next thing we want to plug in is time for planned audience building. We want to make sure we have dedicated times throughout the year where we're going in a sprint to build our audience. We're going in a sprint to grow the awareness of our business. It's really hard sometimes to consistently be out there doing all the attract activity, especially if you don't have a team to back you up with it. But there might be times of the year where you're going to run a free challenge like I'm doing right now, and you're using that to build your audience database. You might decide to go on a guest podcasting pitch spree where you're going to pitch a lot of podcasts to be a guest on, and you're going to do it for a concentrated like 1 month of just working really hard on landing a bunch of those. You might decide that you're going to pitch a lot of articles out there to be published on other sites, like I did in this example that went live on Forbes about a year ago. So we might want to have a month or two that are dedicated towards audience building. And then finally, we've planned out these different months. So a couple months we're going to do signature offers. A couple months we might do client-only offers. A couple months we might do a bite-sized offer. And a couple months might be dedicated towards audience building. Finally, we want to make sure that we are consistently marketing our business. So every month we want to ask ourselves, how am I attracting, engaging, and nurturing potential clients towards my business? So by the time you have finished today's workbook, you will have for each month the time off you're taking that month, what you are selling that month, what you are marketing that month, how you're marketing that month, and then a goals check for any additional goals that you're working towards. You might have specific milestones that will help you to see where you need to be in order to achieve that goal by the end of the year. So if you have not yet downloaded this workbook, go get it. Go download the workbook. This is the workbook that most often when I talk to my clients, they actually have it printed out on their desk. They keep it with their CEO planner. They're always referring back to it because this is the documented plan that will help them stay on track next year. So make sure you head over to the website to rachelcook.com/bestyearever. You'll see it right there on the website in order to get the workbook. Now that you have completed the Plan Your Best Year Ever Challenge, you have a 12-month profit plan ready to implement. Well, how do we make sure that all of your big ideas for 2021 actually become a reality? Join us inside of the CEO Collective. The CEO Collective is a 12-month implementation experience for women entrepreneurs just like you who are ready for next-level strategy and results without the nonstop hustle. Here's how it works. We start with the CEO Retreat. The CEO Retreat is our quarterly planning day where we sit down to turn your 12-month profit plan into more manageable 90-day plans. Our ultimate goal here is that when you have your 90-day plan complete with exactly what you need to be focused on each and every week, that we can support you in taking consistent action and implementing that plan. Once you create your 90-day plan, you will have full access to the entire CEO training vault. This includes all of the courses, training, systems, templates, everything that we have created behind the scenes to help you accelerate your learning curve and implement faster. You'll also get support exactly when you need it. We have built in multiple layers of real support inside of the CEO Collective. You'll not only have access to me, but you'll have access to the CEO Collective team, your dedicated mentors, and a peer-to-peer mastermind to help you get support at the speed of your business. Let's talk a little bit about what our CEOs are seeing inside of the Collective. Lainey Lyon said, "Now that I've been in the CEO Collective for almost 6 months, my business is unrecognizable from where it was when I started the program. It went from just me to a team of 8 women. I post a weekly newsletter. I'm active on all the social media channels. I've upgraded my offerings, raised my prices, and I no longer give my time away for free. I have been celebrating my wins, taking more time for self-care, and consistently hitting my financial goals." And these are the wins that we want to see for our CEOs. Not only the big business wins where you're making more money and you're building your team, but the lifestyle wins where you have the opportunity to take time off, where you have more downtime to take care of yourself. This is how we design a business and a life that really are aligned with your biggest priorities. When we designed the CEO Collective, we overwhelmingly heard from women who felt like they were doing it all on their own. Like they had joined groups that were just massive and they couldn't really find other women who were willing to build meaningful relationships. People who could actually be there when you need support or when you need to brainstorm or when you're trying to figure things out. That's why our mastermind is such a important, crucial part of the CEO Collective. We want to help introduce you to your next business BFFs. We want to encourage all of our members to support each other, to promote each other, to buy from each other, to introduce each other to our extended networks. This is how we collectively can make a difference for women in business. So our team works to match you with other women who are at about a similar stage of business. And then we host 2 live mastermind calls a month in addition to all of the other support channels. These calls are available to help you figure things out, to figure out your next steps, to ask for support, to ask for introductions, to move the ball forward towards achieving your goals in 2021. You'll also get access to live coaching with me. Look, I know so many times we have joined programs and not been able to actually talk directly with the person who created it. And that is not the case here. We are purposefully keeping this program, this community intimate because I want to be able to support you. I don't want you to have to go out there and crowdsource answers or spend all day Googling how to do something. That's why I host 4 times a month live group coaching sessions where you can actually get on the call, speak directly with me, and get to the root of whatever it is that you're trying to figure out. Now, the next thing about the CEO Collective that I'm thrilled to offer everyone is access to our team of mentors. These mentors are incredible women who have been working with me behind the scenes for years. They know my business inside and out. They have been instrumental to my success, and I'm really giving you access to my support team here inside of the CEO Collective. Starting with Amber Kinney, who has been my director of operations for years. She has over 10 years experience in a critical role scaling behind the scenes well-known businesses from startup to multiple seven figures. She has a rich business background working for well-known brands, giving her a unique perspective on operations, online marketing and automation, and building efficient and effective teams. Lane Clark has also been with me behind the scenes for many, many years, and she brings her master's in social work to the table, which is so incredible. She has worked extensively with small business owners and helping professionals all over the world to create accountability and customer experience excellence. Her genius is where SOPs meet sanity keeping to support heart-centered business owners in delivering to their clients and customers. We're so excited to welcome to the team this month, Erica Corday. She has dedicated her life to expanding how others interact with the world through powerful conversations. As an entrepreneur and certified coach, her work is focused on diversity, equity, inclusion, imperfect allyship, and imposter syndrome. She has so much to bring to the table in the world of leadership. So when you get access to these mentors, they're not just people that, again, you don't actually talk to. We have developed an entire coaching program, a coaching software program, so that we can fully support you. When you start working with your dedicated mentor, we take your 90-day plan, upload it into our coaching program, and then every week are checking in with you to see, did you finish the priorities you said needed to get done this week? And then also ask, how do you feel about it? How are things going? We really want to know. This information helps us to truly provide unparalleled level of accountability into your business. What I love about this is what I see on my end. I get to see how many people are answering, how many people are engaging with us, how many people are staying on top of their 90-day plan, and we can catch problems before they get too big. We currently have about 89% of our members of the collective responding to their coach every single week, which is so incredibly helpful because when you give us this line of sight into what's happening for you in your business, we can more proactively help you. We tend to see that most of our CEOs are feeling pretty good about their business. Our average kind of happiness score on a scale of 1 to 5 is about a 3.5 over the last month. But hey, it was election season, so we saw a lot of people telling us how that impacted them. But this lets us know when we get your questions back in our system every single week, hey, if you're not doing so well, we can instantly tell and again, follow up with you for additional support. I also love that we are tracking on your 90-day plan. This is not a 90-day plan that you do and it sits in a workbook somewhere. It actually is getting tracked. We want to see you complete it. We know it is pretty impossible to consistently achieve 100% of the things each and every week. But when we have this line of sight into your business, we can help you to stay more accountable to your plan, to adapt and adjust the plan to meet your actual needs in the moment, and to see the things that need to change in order to continue to move your business forward. These are tools that we have developed in order to make sure that you truly have real accountability and support each and every week. So we start, like I said, with the CEO retreat. This happens every single quarter. We already have the dates mapped out through the end of 2021. When you join us before November 30th, you will be able to participate in the very first CEO retreat coming up December 4th. That covers all of the planning for Q1 2021. You'll also get access to our monthly masterclasses where we bring in these incredible experts to further your CEO skills and CEO knowledge. We have topics mapped out through the first half of 2021. We're kicking off Pricing for Profits with Jaquette Timmons. I'm so excited to have her teach that masterclass. And these topics are here to be supplemental training to encourage you to really step into that role of CEO in a whole new way. And of course, you'll get access to the entire CEO training vault. Look, I know if you've been listening to me for a while, you probably have a little 3-ring binder full of all of the worksheets and checklists and systems that I share freely and openly on the Promote Yourself to CEO podcast or through these challenges. But there is a whole lot more. So if you've ever been feeling like, well, I want to work with Rachel, but first I need to get ready by doing something, I want you to know that chances are we can get you there a lot faster because we likely already have a process, a system, a training to help you implement the very thing that you think you need to do in order to be ready for this level of work. Okay, so why join the CEO Collective for a full year of business mastery? We're going to give you a system to help you implement, to help you make sure you're following through on those big ideas, and to do it in a way that does not burn you out. You'll join us for 4 quarterly CEO retreats. Every month, there's 4 live calls with me. Every month, there's live mastermind, mindset, and leadership calls with the team. You'll have access to a dedicated mentor in our coaching software system that will help you to see and track and be radically accountable to your goals. You're going to get access to these live and recorded monthly masterclasses with these incredible guest experts that we have hired to come in and teach you additional CEO level strategies and skills. And you're going to get access to the full CEO training vault. If you are ready to join us or you want to learn all of the full details, head over to theceocollective.com/join. Now, if you want to join us in time for this upcoming CEO retreat, then make sure you join us by November 30th so that we can get you all set to plan out your Q1 for 2021. Thank you so very much for spending the last 5 days with me. If you have loved every minute of the Plan Your Best Year Ever Challenge, then I know the CEO Collective is likely the right next step to help you implement that plan consistently in the year ahead. I can't wait to hear from you. Talk to you soon.